Kiss X, Big Jim's house, 8:38. I was looking over our show sheet this morning, what we talked about today, the Edmund Fitzgerald, Jack Morris, Battle of the Burbs, and a cat on someone's back at Great Lakes Crossing. Hey, man, I love it. This is fun. 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. You can call or text us. Now, if you want to see what we're talking about, Friday afternoon, there was a gentleman who had a cat on his back at Great Lakes Crossing and Bass Pro Shop. Not just on his back. He has a handmade, or we assume that it's handmade because we can't find anything like it on the internet.
Now, there's backpacks for cats, which I showed you.
Yeah, the little ball thing where you stick them inside. But this cat is actually, again, the keyword is
cat.
So here's how it works with our texting. We wanted to make it as easy as possible. The same number that you call us on is the same number you text us. You text us the keyword. We'll send you the story back on your phone. That way you don't have to screw around with it. It's just a link right there. This guy, the cat's on like a little, it's a carpeted platform. And he's got like plastic fitting on his shoulders.
With straps to hold it.
And the cat's got a little harness on like you would put in the car. And the cat is just chill. Just walking around on his back. Bass Pro Shop.
So weird.
Is that legal?
I don't see why it wouldn't be.
I'm asking. I mean.
I've never seen a cat like that. Like people have service animals all. Well, I wonder if it's like a therapy cat. An emotional support cat.
I've had cats my whole life. I love them and I like to pet them and stuff, but they're not really, although no, that's not true. Our cats know when you're not feeling good and they will go out of their way to be nice to you if you're not feeling good. Maybe it's, if someone knows this guy, we would love to get hold of him. Seriously. Friday afternoon, Bass Pro Shop, Great Lakes Crossing. Again, 248-398-WCSX. We'll text it to you. The keyword is
cat.
And it's also on our Instagram page, Big Jim's House, WCSX. But you're loving, she's over here giggling because of all these awesome photos you folks are texting us this morning. You got another one?
Yes, and this is a dog named Riley.
Yeah.
And she has been riding on motorcycles since she was like 6 weeks old, and she's 12 now. I'm going to make a montage and put it on our Big Jim's House Facebook page.
Cool.
I'm going to make like a collage of all of these videos and stuff because they're all so awesome.
They are fantastic. Check these out. Again, text us 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
cat.
And it's up on our Facebook page, Instagram, Big Jim's House, WCSX. Is that Kelly? All right. Kelly in Garden City. Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, good morning there, Jim. How are you guys today?
We're good. Do you have a cat story?
I have a bird story. We have a guy here in Garden City who rides around town with a Quaker parrot on his shoulder on his motorcycle.
He rides around with a parrot on his shoulder.
Yes.
And it doesn't get like wind whipped?
It doesn't do, it like goes into it head first. Like he loves it.
That's so wild.
That's a Macaulay Davidson.
There you go. Hey, there you go.
Okay. So now, are there pictures? We've got to find some pictures of the parrot.
I'm going to try to find some of this guy, and I'll post him for you.
Okay.
Awesome.
Deal. Hey, Kelly, have a great day. Thanks for listening. Guys.